So John's bought underwear for me and Andrew.
Welcome, and this is Far Betterment. Welcome to another episode of Far Betterment. In this episode, I've finally made my way to Colorado. And if you don't know the drill by now, you should. But if you're new, this is the podcast where we learn new things about old friends and old things about new friends. In this episode, I'm joined by my very oldest and best friends, and their significant others, and some people who like to just call themselves partners or don't like to put labels on things. I respect that. Anyway, in this episode, I'm joined by John, Corey, Carissa, Juana, Ton, Jason, my wife Robin, and myself for Far Betterment.
That's nice.
Yeah, I did get that actually. So now we're recording.
Yeah.
Now we have nothing to say.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, for real. We're for real recording. Yeah, I'm just making sure my kid doesn't drown. He's running around
so
the pool.
Who do we all have here?
Geez, I got my white bitch at the pool over there cleaning shit. Getting bugs and shit out.
Just in case anyone didn't know, Corey's also white.
Oh, yeah. I am today. That's why I don't get shot in the fucking in the city.
This is cultural appropriation at its finest.
Yeah. Now that we have every race here.
Brooks, you better get out that pool, boy.
What is Clarissa gonna do? Is she gonna save the kid with the fucking net?
No, no, they dropped a.
What is she doing? What the fuck is a bullet and why are kids playing with it? That's like a sex toy, isn't it?
I live in the South, so.
What's a bullet? Oh, a bullet.
Oh, a real, like a Nerf bullet.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh,
God. It's all over.
I really thought it was something dirty. So there's so much stuff going
around. We don't have that kind of family. We don't have that kind of family at home, so.
So what's up? When's the last time we all got together like this?
Shit. I don't know. What, like
that's probably when
years?
You were back here living
yeah.
in Denver.
So at least five, 6 years, yeah.
Yeah.
I've been out of Denver since 2013.
Yeah. Oh, shit.
That's probably when everybody's been
everyone
together.
Left around the same time, yeah. Except for Ton.
Everybody has kids and shit?
Yeah.
Nope.
No, just two of us.
Yeah, three of us. Yep.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, Jason.
No. Yeah, that one you gotta hold it up.
Hold it up. Yeah. Hold it up tight. Yeah. Just like that.
Yeah, there he's holding that, Ton.
Two hands or one hand, Corey?
Two hands or one hand? We need two hands on that. Let's see.
Yep. Look at I like
me.
One.
Yep.
You reach under and grab.
Do you need some chapstick first?
Hold it
like
that.
Some chapstick.
Make sure you look at John. Look at John. Look at John while you do that. Now look at me. Look at me now.
That's
look
too
at
much
me.
For me. That's way too intense for me.
Who am I looking at? That's too many.
What the fuck? Oh, man.
No, that's way too intense for me. I think that would kill it.
Dude, there ain't
that
no.
would kill it for me right there.
No. Yeah.
No. God.
No, I can't.
Things got weird.
Yeah. And judging like you don't like it.
Yeah, it got real quiet from that.
Andrew misses this. He likes the dick talk.
Yeah, it's a dick talk.
It makes me feel good.
Yeah, sure does make you feel
sure
good.
Does. I take this home. Dude. I keep this in my imagination. Use it.
So let's bring up the elephant thong that I bought you.
Oh, yeah, all right.
So okay, how many times have you really worn it?
Stop.
Rewind.
Oh, you don't remember. Oh, Ton
doesn't know about that.
Elephant thong.
Yeah. You were there. So yeah. Robin's birthday happened. She's turning 21. And Robin doesn't drink, so Santos thought it was like a great idea to get her a present. I prefer my friends don't get my wife presents because they never are good presents. And he got her a thong for me with an elephant trunk in the front.
I've seen those on Amazon.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, how do you wait, hold on? How do you find that on Amazon? You had to search
for
that shit.
Yeah, I was searching for it.
Oh, okay.
What the fuck?
Items you may like.
No,
white
elephant.
Items you may like.
Give him a white elephant first off.
Do you want a microphone?
Now set my search history.
Jump on,
dude.
Hop on,
jump on. That's why it's
hop on,
dude. That's funny, Dad.
So now we know it's in Ton's search history.
Items you may like.
I have one that's shape of a carrot.
What? Oh. Shut the fuck. Hold on.
What do you use that for?
He sits
is it,
on it.
Is it like an old carrot where it's like it's, all droopy
it's a
ba- and shit?
It's a baby carrot.
It's a normal carrot.
It's a baby carrot.
He all shows up. Do you want to build a snowman?
Oh, fuck.
Oh, my God.
Oh. God, no. ruining children's dreams. Oh, oh,
oh. No, those are the only kind of movies we watch.
Yeah.
At home. Hey, go back around.
So, I mean, how's it feel on the inside of those things? Is it like furry?
I don't know what the heck that was.
What kind of?
100% cotton.
100% cotton?
100% cotton.
And the carrot?
You wash it, you wash on cold.
Air dry.
Air dry, huh?
Okay. He's all pulling the lint out of his ass.
All right.
All right, John, now we know the real you, okay. Uh-huh.
So, John's bought underwear for me and Andrew.
Oh, what the fuck?
So,
yeah.
Wow. Jesus. That is true.
Wow, dude.
Have you got your share of underwear from John?
No, I
dude.
Really, not even
boxers compared to the shit that you buy me.
That seems awful.
No. This guy buys me fucking black guys fucking Asian girls every fucking Christmas.
What's wrong
that's
with
what
that?
I get. I get in the mail.
And toilet porn.
Toilet dude, porn
yeah,
sounds.
See?
That's
yeah,
too
it's not
much.
That bad. It's not bad. It's fantasies.
I wish I still had the video 1,000 shemales. Yeah, you remember that one?
Did you count them all?
He gave it to his nephew.
Dude, yeah.
There's like,
I had that shit in his pillowcase. Wow.
Yeah, 999.
One short.
Oh, wait. Andrew knew about that when I ordered it for your
yeah,
birthday.
Yeah, I think I did.
Oh, did
actually,
I said, should I get this? He's like, yeah, dude. You should definitely get this.
That's funny.
Well, why wouldn't you?
I sent him a picture. It's like, this is a good one. Which one's better?
That's right up John's alley.
She mails.
You guys got some soda?
Wow.
First of all,
yeah, right behind you. In that bag right there.
Okay, oh, so man. We haven't been together since 2012, right? When did you move?
Fuck, I don't even remember when
it was about 2012 because I went to school in 2013. Okay. So
I've been in San Diego at least 6 years.
Yeah.
Right. No, wait, you moved 2013 because you moved to that apartment and then moved from San Diego, and I went to school the same year.
Oh, that's right.
So it was 2013.
What is it?
Oh, man.
Wow.
The Jammers. Yeah.
We brought the Kool-Aid for Corey.
What color is it?
I think it's purple now.
Oh,
it's not the grape.
Grape's the best.
It's not grape Kool-Aid.
The white girl. The white girl bought those Kool-Aid Jammers.
Hey, that's your girlfriend.
She doesn't know.
I can see her. She's right there. Yeah. She's walking into the fire right now. No, I'm just playing. She's all right. She's coming back.
So, Andrew, get some structure on this shit right now. Just letting us waste all of our good stories.
Dude.
Who wants to tell a story then?
I don't have any
Go
stories.
For it. I think it's better when
dude,
it doesn't have any
one
structure.
One time at band camp.
Corey, he's got that American Pie stories. What do you got? Every time I see you have some story
dude,
to tell me
new.
About some stupid thing that I did or let's talk shit about Tom.
I've got a lot of stories.
I mean, we were just talking shit about Tom earlier when he wasn't here.
I mean,
we were.
When do we not talk shit about Tom, though?
Yeah.
We always talk shit about Tom.
We got some stories, but some people are in new relationships. I don't want to fuck it up on the trip.
That's a good point.
Oh, no, go ahead.
No, you we do not bring Tom? No shit about me. Don't bring out no stories right now. Fuck you guys.
Remember, I said this is the last time you guys
were in San Diego. Oh, that's true. You did say that.
Oh, everything happens in San Diego, huh?
No, On the way to the airport.
To the airport. Oh, yeah.
But I had a long talk after, huh?
We didn't even talk after.
Jesus.
Forgot about it already?
No, he was like, there's nothing. Don't worry
dick.
About
yeah,
it.
Yeah, exactly. Good. That's how it's gotta be.
What a dick. Yep, that's how I locked Robin down too. Told her to fuck herself. And I sent her home with her white pants.
Oh,
white power.
Yep.
Where's Robin? Where'd she go?
She went upstairs with the kids and has been changing the longest poop diaper I've ever seen.
That's why I call her
maybe the kid had a blowout.
Yeah, maybe. Well, it's my kid.
You did a bath.
Oh, she stuck outside. Let's watch.
Just watch her try to get in.
This is what you wanted, white lady. Fences.
That's what we're used to, hopping the fences. Now it's your turn.
She's out there.
Let's see how you like it.
My other two kids haven't drowned yet, so that's good.
You can't say that we haven't hopped defenses when we're at parties when cops would come.
Yep. Oh, just normal.
Hop the fence.
Yeah.
I usually wouldn't hop a fence.
Dude, I used to be really good at that shit. I was really good at that.
I would just sit there. I remember one time when we were at, do you guys remember Alec Keelick's house?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Wait. Oh, fuck.
What?
Who was it?
Oh, that was you and Frankie, right?
Yeah, Frankie fought Frankie. The cops.
Okay, I probably shouldn't say his name, but he went to Horizon.
It's Frankie.
I'll say his first name, Rob, but I'm not going to say last name, but I think Andrew went on the roof. Remember the side of the house, the fucking roof? You got stuck up there and couldn't get you down.
Oh, yeah. Oh, man. I hate heights, man.
No
way. Yeah, I climb up there, I'm like, what
you
do
know,
I do?
Remember how, like, when I would get so fucked up, I always had a habit of climbing the roof?
I think she's
and then Andrew went up there.
I know exactly what you're talking about.
Andrew went over there to try to fucking save me, and he got up
there. Is she really
there.
For real stuck? I was just joking.
No, she's on the phone.
Dude. Okay.
She's probably calling you, Andrew.
Well.
But what was the reason that you were up there?
No.
Because I was hanging out with this kid. I don't remember what we were doing. I was really drunk anyway. And then he was like,
I
bet we can get up on the roof.
Yeah, yeah.
And I was like, yeah, all right. And then I just started climbing it.
And then you got stuck up there. You couldn't get back down.
I got stuck. And then I have no idea how I got back down.
Yeah.
But I did somehow.
That was funny, man.
Well, you do stupid shit when you're drunk. And I climb things.
Dude, I think you did a lot of stupid shit when you were drunk, though. Yeah.
I think last time,
walk home.
Last time we talked about that, yeah, on your episode, we talked about that.
Oh, that's the fireplace, not the slip thunder. Oh,
walked
shit.
Home in the dark and drank from the sprinklers because I was so thirsty. And I was walking home.
That's because you were.
Me and you fought.
Yeah, because you were like, bringing more people into my house.
No. Not bringing more people. Letting in your guests.
Yo, fuck that. No. I was
letting your guests in.
I was trying to leave it like keep it like low key.
Yeah. I was trying to leave your guests in.
And this
let
motherfucker
your guests
kept letting people in the party.
For me?
No, Andrew.
Oh, Andrew?
Yeah. His ass had to walk home.
Look, I was being
polite.
Because
he all fucking hurt when he got pissed off.
I was being polite. Because you know why? Because I told Johnny I had a little Asian penis. And he got super mad and sent me home.
Wait, what'd you tell him?
He had a little Asian penis. You heard me.
You heard me. Little Asian penis.
And fuck you guys.
Because I knew John hated that. It's like his one thing that he's very sensitive about.
I can't help it.
Like that one?
So.
Ah. All right, now it's time to just reveal. All right?
Everyone pull him out.
It's cold outside.
Yeah. Hold on, let me sit by the fire a little bit. Yeah, I gotta warm up.
I think this might be a short one. I'm freezing.
Let me plump it really quick.
All right, we're only 11 minutes in, though, so we better come up with something to say.
Oh, dude.
Go for it.
Really? Only 11 minutes?
Yeah.
Only 11 minutes.
You know
that's a long time.
You should ask us things about John.
Oh, fuck. What the hell?
Anything you want to know.
He's probably not going to answer.
We'll answer for you.
We'll answer for him.
And he's like...
I'll answer it. Do you remember what type of question?
Look, Tom's being nice to you right now.
Please say
once. Like, he's never.
She thinks you're very mean, and we told her you just talk a lot of shit.
Every time he sees me, the first thing he says to me is, hey, do you want to get drunk?
Hey, Robin.
That's because Tom's an alcoholic.
Come over here, real quick.
Like, that's all he does is drink.
Thing. And then he walks.
Yeah. Okay. Tom wakes up at 7 a.m., calls me. John, you want to drink? I'm like, bro, it's 7 a.m.
Oh, okay.
I got to go to church.
Yeah, that's what's going on. I'm sure.
You asked
John's
me
like,
that
I can't.
Earlier.
I was drinking the night before. Still over.
He's like, all right, I'll call you after church.
Yeah, no. Ask Robin about her first interaction with Tom.
Oh, didn't Robin hate Tom?
Robin hated Tom.
Well, Tom is a fucking asshole.
She still does.
Tom's an asshole.
Right?
Hated Tom.
This is called tolerance now.
Do you still hate him?
Oh, Robin did.
Yeah.
She's like, how are you? I got to run over here. That's the fastest I've ever seen Robin move. Like,
Robin's going to throw Levy over the fence.
Oh, yes.
I don't hate Tom. I think Tom hates me.
Oh.
But...
Not anymore.
Or he's scared of me or something.
He's scared of you.
Because he talks a lot of shit, but I'm able to talk it back to him. Mm-hmm. He looks shocked by this. Like, he doesn't know that this is true.
I thought this was your guys' relationship was just shit-talking, like...
And he knows that I can, first of all, throw it back, and I can be way meaner than he is.
Yeah. Just come nice.
Robin's mean.
Bullshit,
you're not,
Ton
you're
ain't
not
nice. Ton is not
no.
nice. Ton's the
like,
biggest asshole
right.
here.
Ton's pretty nice to me, though, for the most part.
Ton's the biggest asshole
here.
I don't have any complaints.
I don't hate Robin, and Robin doesn't hate me, so let's get that clear.
It's true.
Nobody hates each other.
They don't hate each other.
No, I like it.
Yeah, see?
Oh, hey. Put your face right in the fire there, boy.
I saw that at the corner of my eye. I was like, oh, no.
And then my son had to wear a mask for the rest
Jesus.
Of his life.
He's going to match the rest of his future scarred as
yep.
shit.
Well.
Ton is an asshole, though. Just saying. No, we're talking about Ton.
Has the mic. Let's go back to John.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Let's get back
to
this.
Why the fuck do I have to talk about me?
Let's get back to this town hall.
Yeah.
Please state your name and ask your question, please.
Okay, lawyer.
This question is for John.
Yeah.
But is he going to answer?
No, we will.
No, no, we'll answer for him.
If he does it, we probably know.
We know John so well.
He could plead a fifth.
One of us is bound to have the answer.
Plead a fifth.
Why do I have to ask? Why can't you guys just tell me stuff?
Oh, there's so many things to tell you.
No, we don't have enough time.
This will take the whole day.
You guys have like 4 days in San Diego to tell me whatever.
Yeah, but you probably didn't ask questions. I wasn't there. Now I'm here. Andrew's here.
No, that's true. We don't ask, we don't tell.
Yeah. What's the deepest question you like? You want to know?
No,
but
motherfucker, we don't have to go that deep.
Okay, just like halfway deep.
Fuck.
Just as deep as John can go.
Just a tip. And just a tip.
2 inches deep. Okay, you guys.
So we're just gonna scratch the surface, is what we're saying here.
Oh my god.
Just so you guys know, my dick is not small.
We don't know that.
Okay.
Do they know that? Or do they not know that?
I think Corey probably knows.
Because I've seen a lot of John.
Can we cut this out?
No, it's staying in there.
Wait, what are we talking about? I missed it.
We're waiting for some. No. We're waiting for someone John's to ask a question. That's where.
Are we talking about John's tip?
Yeah.
John's size. All right,
proceed.
We haven't seen it. Not all of us have seen it. So.
Who has?
Really? I've seen it.
I don't know. Corey, have you seen his tip?
Yeah, I saw.
I haven't seen John's.
I've seen John's dick. No, I was his roommate. I played some basketball.
I haven't seen it.
Yeah. No. First time I saw that, I was like, damn, you still don't have hair?
Fuck you.
Like, that's nice, John. You'll get there, buddy.
You'll get there, buddy. Oh, poor John.
Oh, man.
So how do you like San Diego?
No, I fucking love it. Don't ever come visit me ever again. Yeah. I fucking hate you guys. I'm dropping you guys off in TJ.
Hey, in all fairness, I've never come out there, so I'm going to keep it that way.
You can come out if you say we're not drinking. Then.
Ah, shit, that doesn't
no
work.
No one's drinking
but
here.
Anyone that comes out says we're drinking, I'm not.
I won't say we're drinking.
No one's drinking. She can't keep because you guys are alcoholics. She can't keep up with us.
Well.
Andrew's good. No. Andrew can come.
I don't drink anymore.
Yeah,
so.
Andrew doesn't drink anymore.
Jay doesn't drink anymore. So, yeah. But me,
dude.
I'll be taking.
Last time I went out there, I was drunk when I was on the plane.
I can do that too.
Landed, got fucked up again.
We'll have to take the kids to the bar.
I think we slept for a total like 5 hours, 6 hours that entire weekend.
Everyone will be staring at us.
That was bad.
No, we're not. But we are gonna do the hot tub.
That's
not a. What about 10 people?
I don't know. We're making plans.
What are you talking about, Tom?
The hot tub when he comes down.
What hot tub?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I have no idea, man.
Yeah, no, when Ton comes out, I was telling him I wanted to get
Oh, yeah, you guys are doing that trip here in July, right?
No, I'm talking about when Ton goes to San Diego because he's coming out to San Diego.
Yeah, isn't he coming out to San Diego?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. What the fucking hot tub do you guys have? You don't have a hot tub at your house.
No, you can do a fucking hot tub on the boat.
Is it a time machine?
It's a hot tub on a boat.
In the water, and then we have a hot tub in the water.
And there's a grill on the boat, too.
Oh, that's dope.
Yeah,
that's awesome.
Yeah, we need 10 people.
Yeah.
Well,
you don't have to have 10 people, but the more people you have, the cheaper it is. Yeah, but I mean,
for real. Like a hot tub.
Let's get 20 people. That's better.
For real.
So is it like a yacht or something?
No, it's just a. It's like a party boat. I don't know. What do you call that shit? The pontoons or whatever.
Oh, pontoon boat.
Yeah. Whatever.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, yeah. Oh, is that what you guys are doing?
In the ocean or is it like a lake?
Nah, definitely not in the ocean. It's in the lake.
Oh shit. So, I heard you get free clothes.
Oh, yeah, Ton.
Pictures.
Yeah. Lingerie.
Lingerie and shit.
So, tell us the truth. Banana. How many of those lingerie have you put on, Ton?
All of them. I have to try them first.
Yeah.
I was going to say,
see, this
would
be good for this
model. He all wears the thongs backwards.
It's part of the job, though.
How many wigs you have, you tuck and shit. Like, oh, this is a different sexy model.
He is that guy in the mirror.
Then look at your daughter and be like, don't you tell anybody I really do this shit. That's funny as shit.
Dude, that's like now when you have a kid, that's all your phone's filled with.
You get free shit for your like Steffi Fresh. Your kid. Everybody gets free stuff. I'm trying to get free things.
I don't.
I gave you guys all.
For your like website.
We haven't gotten free stuff in a while.
You don't get anything. You suck. Someone but offered I'm talking us about Robin gets some things. Oh. He said Robin gets a lot of stuff for free.
What the fuck? Do you know what you mean, eh? Or Jason?
You said you didn't want it.
Yeah, Tom said he didn't want it.
You did say you didn't want it.
I brought a bunch of stuff for Jay with it. You know,
I wasn't talking about Simply Fresh.
He's talking about like
from other people, like shit Instagram that you posted.
Oh, Tom, yeah, Tom.
Because all of you guys.
Robin's an influencer now, so she thinks she's cool.
So she thinks she's cool.
And gets free things like diapers and shit.
Yeah.
Free diapers? I'll take those.
They've sent us, yeah, for real.
Yeah, I'll take free diapers.
Yeah, she's gotten like free, I don't know. Baby stuff, free shit.
Baby stuff.
Yeah. I don't even know. I don't know because it doesn't do anything for me.
Yeah, Robin. Diapers. Yeah, diapers are expensive.
Yeah, they are.
Yeah,
Jason, you need some more Vsop.
You need a potty train her like
Vsop. No,
just potty train as soon as possible.
Cheers.
She'll probably be easy.
Cheers.
Honestly.
Big ears.
Cheers.
She'll probably be easy.
Big eyes.
Oh, yeah, big eyes. Hey, now.
The goldfish eyes.
Hi, guys.
You got the mic on this one.
Poor John.
Yeah, he has some big ass fucking
eyes. Glad you came out here.
Hey, Corey, can you describe that?
Fuck you.
Yeah, man.
Describe it for the audience.
So, why do we got to continue talking about my eyes?
So, this is the thing. The first time I ever met John, first person I met in Colorado, it was like seventh grade.
Dude, I was so excited.
I broke his glasses, and he was complaining about his glasses, and I was like, damn, your eyes are so fucking huge, bro. I know you can see without those bitches.
Fuck you, bitch.
So then he proceeded to put some fucking tape on them, the motherfuckers.
Dude, my mom used to get mad at me. Stop breaking your glasses.
How often did you do that?
Dude, playing basketball, man.
Oh, okay.
That shit we used to break all the time. But my mom got tired of paying for glasses. She goes, here, use scotch tape. Yeah. I'm like, fuck, all right.
But anyways, scotch. John's eyes are big, but his head's like pretty fucking wide and round, too. So it's kind of proportionate.
To keep him in.
But then, have you ever seen those, like, blowfish thingies?
So anyway,
the eyeballs are on the outside of the skull and shit.
Robin's gonna come join in to be a dick.
Contacts in? Is it really easy?
Oh,
damn.
To answer your question, yes.
He doesn't even have to hold his eye open.
Just fucking
pops him right in.
Throws that shit in the air and just fucking lifts
like a coin.
Just bloop, perfect. I got it.
Poor John. Okay.
For real.
Robin.
It's all right. We all hate you, John. That's
this
all.
This is why me and Robin are not going to last. She's just so mean.
She's so mean.
It's too mean.
Yeah, I was listening to your podcast, and I heard that John one time told you you couldn't get in the car.
Oh, yeah.
Is that true? I was like, damn, that's fucked up.
No, that legitimately happened.
God. Dude. That's dick fucking move.
Yeah.
No, because I was like, can't you get in the back or something.
As a logical person, though, I totally understood. Because I was like, okay, I don't want to break your car.
This is legit.
I get it. All right, I'm going to drive myself.
Mexicans have low riders, but that shit can go up. Asians just fucking have fucking low cars.
Yeah.
And that shit was scraped.
I think it was because Andrew was going to sit in the back, and I told him he couldn't.
It was because you cut your coils. Back.
What car did I have at that time?
I don't remember. You cut your springs, and it might have been the S.
That.
The black S that you said?
No, that's 2000 had coilovers for sure.
Okay.
Oh, my original. That was back in 2000.
How many cars have you had?
What is your son doing over there?
I've lost count. I stopped counting at 40.
What are they doing?
Oh, she's got 40? Ice cream.
Yeah, dude, I stopped counting at 40 cars.
That's crazy, dude. I've had like
that's
5.
Not even including the motorcycles, though. I've had a few motorcycles, too.
Oh, okay. That's true. I forgot about that. How many have you had? You had the R3?
I started on the R6.
Oh, R6. Okay. Then, that blue one, right?
Yeah. Okay. And then I went to a. What else did I get after that? I think I went to a Gixxer 750, which got stolen.
Damn.
Then I went to
Corey
this.
Corey told me his got stolen too.
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
That makes me worried.
All right, man, you just got a new little bike, right?
Yeah, where you live, no one's going to steal shit, though, I feel like.
That happens all the time.
For real?
Since January. Also, people die all the time, too. Since January to now, like 140 people have died.
How the fuck? On a bike? But there's not even that much shit going on over there.
People aren't paying attention.
Damn. That's nothing. We had like 200.
That's fucking crazy. Mm-hmm. But I mean, you guys live in a like real busy place, too, though. So where I'm living, like, there's
200 since
hardly
yesterday.
Anybody.
Wow. Just as of yesterday.
Damn.
That's crazy.
Fuck. Gotta catch up.
I don't want to catch up. Leave me off that statistic. Yeah. A lot of people, though. That sucks. Rest in peace.
You bought how many motorcycles?
No, I haven't bought any. Just the one.
No. You ordered the ruckuses you bought. The scooters and
she
shit.
She got a ruckus.
Robin bought the ruckus. Yeah.
It's all about the
Robin got a ruckus.
You still ride it, Robin? Pretty fun.
I still have my ruckus.
I don't know. Do you like it?
Are you brother?
Yeah. Yeah. It's fun. Yeah. Like, it's fun. Can't take it on the street, like, but
I'm
it's
sure
fun.
I've always wanted, like, mod one and fix one up, but yeah, yeah. The fact that I ride big bikes, too,
yeah.
I'm kind of, like, the same kind amount of money.
Like, it seems pointless at that point.
I like to go fast.
Yeah. I don't know. Riding that little ruckus, too, you feel, like, real exposed.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like...
Oh, dude, this when we were heading up here, there was on 136 by your mom's house, Ton. Did you see that scooter that got in an accident?
Oh, that's
that
terrible.
Shit was wrecked, and it was the middle of the intersection. That scooter
dude,
was just
scooters
lit.
Are scary to ride, too.
The people were
was
already
scooter
picked
okay?
up. We don't know. Like, it was towards the end.
And then there was a car, some Chevy in the middle of the road, too.
Oh, so it was a pink little damn. Scooter.
Well, it must have been a Vespa.
It was a Vespa. And that shit was shattered,
dude.
I don't
care about that.
It was that's fucked up, bro. Come on, man. Like, I felt so bad. I was like, dang, man, it sucks.
Dude, scooters are terrifying, though.
I felt bad for the Vespa.
Because, like, nobody can see. Nobody can see. And you guys don't have a Colorado, like, helmet law out here, huh?
Not in Colorado.
Glasses.
Yeah.
Just have the red glasses.
See people riding without helmets all the time. I'm like, God, what the fuck is wrong with
that's
you?
That's dumb.
Yeah.
The only time I would wear my helmet, though, is if I'm literally going down the street to get a haircut or something.
Sure.
Yeah.
But most of the time, I had a helmet.
No, because that's terrifying. Like, that's the first thing that cracks open when you crash.
Fuck yeah, it, man. You got to die.
I guess.
You got to die or be paralyzed one way. Well, one sometime in your life, maybe. I don't know.
It's a good point. I mean, who wants to move?
Who wants to move?
Who wants to move their body parts?
Nobody. Exactly. I just want to see the world around me and shit.
Yeah, just watch
all
it happen.
All the fucked up shit that's happening.
Yeah, that shit freaks me out, though. Like, riding and stuff.
Yeah.
But, like, I rode, do you have a little Grom also?
Yeah.
You guys bought a Grom?
Yeah.
The one I was telling you about?
The blue one. We ride a blue one.
Oh, shit.
And I was riding it on the street the other day, and, like, the highway, the street right there is 55, and I fucking was pushing it, and I could only get it to 48.
And,
48.
48.
And I was like, wow, this is way scarier if you can't go fast. It's way scarier.
Oh, yeah, when everyone's passing you?
Yep.
Yeah.
Well, and then everyone's tailgating you, too.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Yeah. And then you can't stop as fast as everyone else.
Excuse me, we got the white people back there ruining this podcast because they're cackling in the background.
Nah, it's not bad, actually, in the headphones.
Oh, okay, my bad. Just wanted to point that out. Sorry, white people. You're fine.
Again, Corey's white.
Damn.
So. Why are you be so racist, Corey?
I'm just trying to get back at them, you know, but they're always.
So it's 400 years. You got a lot of payback.
People always give them a pass, and I don't like it.
Bringing back history.
Yeah.
Wait, I thought Carissa was, like, in the club, though.
Sometimes you got to fucking put her on the outside of the club.
Oh, okay.
You know?
Oh, hey, Carissa, hi.
Hey, yeah. How's it going? How did the three of us have anybody?
Oh, yeah.
Like,
that is true.
Because we're terrible. Like, I know Robin probably should have left me a long time ago.
Yeah.
But she didn't.
I suffer all the time.
Yeah? But you guys are still fresh, though. You got time to run.
Yeah.
Please talk into the mic.
Again, this is the last time you guys
can
see me.
Yeah, Robin and me are stuck together. We have kids.
Yeah.
And... also, hey. I think we're lazy. Me and Robin are too lazy to leave each other, I think. We're just like, whatever.
Too much work.
Yeah.
Quick question, though. In this group, who was all friends first? How did we all get together? Was
me
it
Ton?
Me and
Ton met first, for sure.
Okay.
Yeah, because we were neighbors. So, for sure, me and Ton met first.
And then?
There goes my kid in the pool. and then I probably
and then,
met John next.
No, you introduced John. Right?
Yeah, I think you introduced me to Ton.
Yeah.
I always knew of Ton.
I probably met you two at the same time, though, because you guys hung out in the same group.
I think I introduced you guys to Corey because...
Yeah, I met Corey playing ball.
Yeah. I was like, you guys got to meet my black friend.
I didn't play ball.
Yeah, I needed a black friend too.
Yeah, so you're welcome.
And then I got one.
Well, you're welcome.
I was just the Mexican guy that was hanging around. I didn't know any better.
Oh, I remember the first time I saw Corey, because it was like, because when
I
moved here from Chicago.
The first time I saw a black guy in my
neighborhood. I was like, oh my God. He's dark.
I don't know how I'm going to put this up. I don't know how I'm going to post this.
Where are you?
Well, in Colorado, how many years ago? There was no other colored people. And then I saw Corey, I was like, it's a black motherfucker.
Colorado has a really low demographic of
minorities. Can you dunk?
He's I like Michael Jordan.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You black, I like you too.
That's my racist Asian voice, but it's okay.
Yeah, we definitely met first. Yeah. And then I don't actually remember how I met you. I used to hang out with James Gallegos. Maybe that's how. Did you ever hang out with him?
Who?
James Gallegos. So probably not then.
No, maybe it was Corey. Yeah. Was it other Corey? Mm. South Dean?
Corey Valdez?
Yeah, how did you meet John?
I don't remember.
Corey Valdez.
We're just friends.
Yeah, you used to hang out with Corey Valdez.
Yeah, all the time. Yeah.
And I hung out with Tyler Shepard and them. Maybe that's how.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's probably how.
I think so.
So maybe I met you first and then John.
That's probably how.
Yeah. Yeah, and then we really started hanging out.
Then we started going to our house parties and fucking doing stupid shit.
We really started hanging out more in high school. Me and Ton always hung out, though, because we were neighbors. And we liked to eat each other's food.
Yeah.
So, like, that's all me and Ton ever did. He would just come over and knock on the door and say, hey, you got any food? And I'd go look in the fridge, and I'd be like, yes, do you?
Is that why you guys raid each other's kitchens?
Maybe. So. Actually,
it's just normal. Like,
yeah, I guess
like,
it could be.
Yeah, that was a big thing. We always went straight to the fridge whenever we went over to each other's houses.
That's the first thing he did.
It's the same thing when I go to Jason's house. I'll just open the fridge and see what I want. I don't know. I don't think about it.
Well, it doesn't bother me. Like, it doesn't bother you guys. Yeah. It's just like family. It's whatever. Yeah. So, at one point, we wouldn't even knock on each other's doors. We just walk in.
I think that's just the friendship that we have, though.
Yeah.
So I think we consider it rude if you do ask with our friendship.
Almost.
Yeah.
It's kind of like, why the fuck are you asking me?
Yeah.
I've got yelled at by your mom for asking.
I think always had like trouble not asking. Like I still feel kind of weird.
Well, as far as manners, that's what you're supposed to do. But with our friends, it's like the opposite. Fuck manners. We all just talk shit to each other.
Yeah.
So we don't ask.
A lot. Like, yeah. If you're new to the group.
Might be kind of
then
weird.
Then you'll figure out how real quick, like if you want to be part of the group or not.
How much we talk shit to each other behind each other's back and in front of each other.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, you guys talk a lot of shit.
Yeah.
I feel like
lately we don't make really new friends anymore.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true. Right?
Because I fucking hate everybody.
Yeah, they wouldn't understand
at all. Yeah. I don't think so. And
it just means we love that person, though.
Yeah, and the jokes are like super inappropriate.
Oh, it's so inappropriate.
Like racist, sexist, like
small dicks.
Yeah.
Yeah. We always gotta have small dicks. All kinds of. Yeah. Always a small dick joke somewhere.
We do. His name is John Santa.
Oh, okay. All of a sudden.
No, I'm just playing.
He's like, yeah, I have no comment about that. Fuck, again. All right, you got me.
Juana, do you have a comment about that?
Fuck you, Ton.
She says, it's nice.
Pretty?
I mean, how do we come back on this subject again? Like,
hey,
for real?
Hey, you guys brought up the small dick jokes. I just was hitting the punchline. That's all.
I've seen Andrew naked plenty of time. Windows,
I don't know about naked.
Video, I've seen it all.
I've seen all of Andrew.
Yeah.
See?
All right, so how many pieces of hair does Andrew have?
I look better these days.
How many pieces of hair?
No, Jonathan, I would knock on the door, and you know the little windows to the side of the door? Andrew would just stick his ass out, and that's how he would greet me.
Oh, I totally forgot it. I totally forgot about that.
He would greet me. I would knock on the door, and he would just slide up the...
And I'd just lift it up.
And then he'd just ask you to press it.
That's so funny. You're right. I forgot I used to do that. That's fucking
I can imagine Andrew just raising the blinds like halfway. All you can see is just waist down.
Yeah.
That's exactly how it would be.
Then I know Andrew's home.
Yeah, because if my grandma or my aunt answered, then he knew he wasn't allowed in.
Yeah.
Because they're real racist.
They're really
they
racist.
They didn't like me, but I still came over anyways.
Okay, no, I take that back. My aunt's not. My grandma was super racist, though.
She said hi to me like twice.
Yeah.
In 10 years.
But like in the way of old Mexican ladies racist. So to everybody but Mexicans, just hated them. Yeah. She was just, that was just how she was. Like I wasn't allowed to watch Bill Cosby when I was a kid at all.
Damn.
Oh, yeah.
Corey.
Yeah. And Corey, Bill Cosby, like,
maybe she knew something. Maybe she knew something. Well, so I hung out with that Bill Cosby man one day, and I woke up ass up, face down.
Now that
Never again, Andrew. Never again.
Now that we think about it, maybe she was right. But back then, I just was like so angry because I loved Bill Cosby. But she hated if it was on and she walked into the room. It was like a big deal.
Trick me once, Cosby.
She, Ton would come over and she would say, why is that Asian kid in the house?
Who is that chinito?
That's exactly what she said.
And the best part is Andrew would just tell me. He'd be like, hey, she doesn't want you here, but you can stay. Yeah. That's the worst part. Andrew was like, just stay. I don't care. You're my friend. And then everyone would just look at me, and I don't know what to do.
And then I would serve you a plate of Mexican food.
And then just looking at me while I eat. Yeah.
Tony eats and then just walks and leaves.
No, that's exactly what happened. Yeah. And then we'd go over because I'd be waiting for my meal. Then we'd go over to John's house afterwards and we eat food there.
Oh, man.
It's the same thing because my mom's like, when I talk about Andrew, he's like, the Mexican guy across the street? Mm-hmm. Well, he doesn't live there in 10 years.
Yeah. Cool, yeah. It's like, they don't mean to be racist, but they just are.
Oh, man.
Like, that's how I learned to use chopsticks, because Tom's mom stopped feeding me until I learned how to use chopsticks. I was so sad. It took me like a day. I was like, no, I'm eating this.
So stab the food with it?
No. I had to learn properly. And then she tried to teach me like Vietnamese words.
Do man.
That's it. That's all I learned from Ton.
Fuck.
Or I would walk in the house and I'd be like, Matt. And she knew, oh, that Mexican kid's here. Yeah. So, I don't know. How did you guys meet? You kind of told me already, but.
Yeah, I walked outside and there's an Asian.
There he is.
Yeah, I remember those apartments off of 120th and.
Is that what you guys meant? Okay.
There's apartments off 120th, and we remember how many times we used to walk over to Wendy's?
Yeah.
Just because we can get out of the house.
Wendy's, and then it became the hookah shop or some shit like that. I used to go.
Oh, is that what it is?
And stuff.
120th and what? What's after Colorado Boulevard?
Holly.
Is it Holly?
Yeah.
Are you kidding?
No, I just can't hear you.
Oh, my bad. Sorry.
No, you're good.
I was in places.
Yeah, was that Holly over there?
I think it was Holly. Maybe it was Holly Street. Oh, that liquor store?
Yeah.
There's a liquor store. That was behind that. Hopefully, I don't know if they're still in business or not. I don't want to get in trouble.
Maybe
but
they shouldn't
dude,
be.
I mean, when we were in high school, I used to go with this guy. I can't remember his last name, Matt. But
White?
He had a Matt. I can't remember his last name, but he had a he had a fake ID. There, right? So I used to always go with him to the liquor store.
Yeah.
But we were going there every like twice, three times a week to where he recognized the both of us.
Yeah.
So then he stopped IDing him. So then I was like, you know what? One day I'm just gonna give it a try and just make sure that like I'm super friendly with him. Like, hey, what's up, brother? You know what I mean? And at one point I just started going by myself and he wouldn't
what
even
the
card
fuck,
me.
Man? We could have had you buy us alcohol at the time. Why were you went all those nights without alcohol and you could have just been walking in there?
Yeah.
You're a fucking dick.
Well, I just didn't like you at the time.
Well, that's probably true.
It's crazy how hard it is to buy alcohol when you're younger.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
But you find it anyways.
Oh, dude, we did whatever we could to get alcohol.
I'm just, like, talking.
Yeah.
Dude, we used to, I mean, when it came to alcohol when we were kids, we did whatever.
Yeah.
Remember we would just park in front and just wait and we would ask people, like, yo, can you, we'll throw you some extra cash?
Oh,
no,
you didn't
John,
do that?
I never did
that.
Okay, I'm not gonna lie, I did that.
No,
Andrew's
mom. And I would just knock on the door again, right?
Yeah, but there's times when Andrew's mom wasn't around.
No, she was always around
Andrew's
for me.
Mom, yeah, fucking
well, I'm gonna have to cut this part out.
Andrew's
mom never broke the law.
No, she did.
No, Andrew's mom was always home because I knew the car. I knew exactly what car she drove.
Right?
So I never waited in front of and ask somebody for.
Andrew's mom's like, well, but where's Andrew? Don't worry about Andrew. Just get us all gold.
Yeah. Go around to the front.
Front?
Yeah, you know, she would call me too.
The fucking keys are fucked up.
She would call me and be like, hey, your friends are asking for alcohol. I'm like, okay, I don't know what to tell you. I'm not there.
Just get it.
They didn't tell me. No. Yeah, that's the other thing is with my mom, everyone was super close too. Like, my mom treated all you guys like you were her kids and stuff. Speaking of, she told me to tell you guys hi.
Oh, hi, mom.
Hi, mom.
Hope he doesn't cut out the part where we just talked about you.
By the way.
And all the help he did in the world.
Yeah. The good childhood she gave everyone.
We love you for that.
Yeah. Yeah, my all mom.
Hooked us up. Yeah, I got to go to work in 30 minutes. So I better drink up.
You bartending tonight?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hope I get off really fast so I can go and watch John
just
make the money.
Walk. The fuck?
Are you guys going to do...
Blackhawk.
Blackhawk. Yeah,
I'm gonna go gamble. Jesus. Lose some money.
Well,
I need to go gamble. Like,
because it's mom.
Oh, of course.
Going?
Yeah, my mom loves going up there.
Oh, she's going.
Are you going?
Yeah. Then I'm definitely going.
I'm only going for the food.
Hey, I'm gonna go drop my kids off at your house.
I'm going for John's mom.
So fuck I can you, go to Blackhawk.
Dude, you remember that? You remember how much you guys used to love my mom?
Yeah.
Like, you guys, and that shit used to piss me off.
Okay, I'm going
to
tell you right
when
now.
When we were younger,
John,
dude,
I still love your mom.
Fuck you. Well, dude, no, for real, I would get so mad. I'm like, fuck you guys.
At one point, I just kept saying it because it's funny.
Yeah, you enjoyed it. You guys enjoyed making me mad.
He's like, fuck you. I was like, your mom said it's okay, and I like it.
But if you wouldn't let things get to you so much a lot of times, like, we would never say anything.
Yeah.
Like, Ton doesn't talk as much shit to me because I'm just like, all right, whatever, Ton.
Right here.
You got to learn that.
Yeah, John, your mom gave me a hug when she saw me.
Oh, she did hug me too. It was nice.
Your mom loves me. All right,
so, anyways,
your mom's a really warm person.
very is it weird how I liked how your mom said JR?
She is, though. I actually really like your mom, so. I like both your parents.
I was like, say it again.
Legitimately.
I'll say it again.
Dude. All right.
Legitimately, though, I like both your parents. Like, yeah. We went camping with them and stuff. And
oh, that's right. You did go camping with my parents.
That was fun. Yeah.
Hey, man.
Remember
I love
me
my
and
parents.
You got really drunk and tried to push that tree down?
Oh, yeah, dude. I was like, Cor, yeah. Andrew, you're bigger. You can do this.
And we're running at this tree trying to knock it down at like 3 in the morning in the middle of the woods. And I think your dad was like, what are you guys doing?
Because Andrew was bigger than time. And I'm Andrew, you do it. You got more weight.
And Robin was with us, right? And I think she was trying to sleep. And Robin's all freaking out because there was a bear there the night before. Oh. You remember that? There was a bear up there, like in the cabin next to us.
Yes.
I figured, like, well, if I get drunk enough, then I won't care if a bear mauls me to death. So I'm going to drink a lot.
I think that time I had the GS at the time. And I let
you up there?
Yeah. And I let you actually sit in that car.
So
in the
it wasn't
back.
That car then. It was some other car where you were a dick and didn't let me in.
Yeah. I let Andrew sit in that car.
Yeah. What the fuck? I felt that was the end of our friendship at that moment. I was like, I can't be friends with this fucking asshole.
Like 15 years later, he's still here.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. We can't hear you at all.
Don't get in the mic. Oh,
I know, isn't it? Me and Ton are like this the whole time, just like
yeah.
Hey, was
back and forth looking.
Were
at
you
kids.
There when at that rave when Ton got jumped?
Yes.
Were you there?
Yes.
I was
actually,
with him.
Did you just
me
watch
Richie,
or what, you fuckers? They
you don't
watched?
Remember that? Me and White Richie were there.
Oh, yeah. That's right. Yeah. You were standing right next to
and
them.
We,
and
I didn't,
passed you guys. They passed.
They passed. Ran past
I
us.
I didn't know you guys were there, but I was with that group.
And I got punched in the back of the head.
Oh, really?
I don't. Ton doesn't know.
Yeah,
no, I've never told Ton.
I didn't know that.
Fuck, that's right.
No, I had no idea.
Okay, so.
You jumped me? Is that what happened?
No. So wait. When you guys, when we were at that rave.
Yeah.
When I saw you guys. I didn't. I was shocked. I was like, "Oh fuck, they're here!" And then we were all talking. All the people I was with.
Yeah.
I can't remember who I was with. And they were like, "Yo, we're about to go handle some business."
Well,
real
obviously
quick.
It's Sambun Maha.
Yeah. Oh yeah, that's right. Yeah. Okay, but then they didn't want to tell me
who it
why
was,
because they knew I was friends with Ton.
Yeah.
And then that shit went down. And then they all ran up to me like, "All right, let's go. We gotta leave." And then we all just booked it and left. And then you called me. I think it was you that called me, was like, yo, Ton just got jumped. I was like, you motherfucker, that's
you're
what
like,
you guys did?
See, he lied to me too. He's like, what?
Mine got jumped?
Wow, how'd that happen?
Yeah, that's
this is
not
the first
that
time
I'm
hearing this, yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
No, that was crazy because these fucking like guys just ran past
there
us.
Was,
and me and Richie are just
there
standing
was, like, five
there,
of
like,
us.
We're the only like non-Asian people there just like standing looking around. And we could see over the whole crowd.
No. That was before me and Ton were like tight. Like we were friends.
Yeah. You guys barely knew each other back then.
Yeah. Like we were friends, but after that,
I think you knew me and him were more friends.
Yeah.
At that point, yeah.
Yeah, me and Ton weren't that close.
No,
that's when you had
like,
that gold piece of shit Civic.
I saw these.
I never had a gold Civic. So
no,
what color was it?
It
was a silver.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I drove that car many times. And I picked Ton up in that car many times because he's like, hey, come get me. I'm drunk tonight. Can you go pick me up in my own car?
Responsible.
Bullshit. Fuck you.
And I'm like, I'm drunk too. I'll be right there. But yeah, when I just saw these like flashes of people go by. And then next thing I know, Ton's like surrounded by people. I got punched in the head.
No, wait. Kevin protected him, remember?
Yeah,
Kevin jumped
right
on top.
Kevin was with
Kevin
you.
Threw himself on top.
Kevin jumped on.
That's right. That's right.
We kind of just tripped on each other.
Yeah.
You still talk to him, by the way?
Here and there.
Yeah.
Here and there.
I thought I saw him at Orchards the other day, but I didn't want to say anything.
He's still in the same area.
Yeah, that was crazy. And then I was kind of still friends with Sambun after that. A little bit, but...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. That is weird. It was too weird.
I haven't seen those.
No, me either. It was way too weird. I always liked Sambun, though, because he was, like, just laid back.
He was a homie, and he always had my back.
I mean, I like Maha, too. That was really weird. Remember when Maha was in a band with me and Peter?
Oh, yeah.
And Daniel? And then we're all going over there all the time, and this was like during the time that Ton got jumped, and the next day I go over there for like practice or whatever, and I'm like, so yeah, this is gonna be awkward, Maha. And he's like, yeah, I didn't have anything to do with that. I was like, well, I don't know about that. But he's kind of like, I didn't tell them to do it. They just really wanted to. So I was
Dude, they didn't even want to.
Okay.
They didn't want to tell me what was
going down. Oh, no, I'm sure.
Because they knew
sure
I was friends with a ton.
Because I knew something was going down there that night.
Yeah.
And they didn't say anything to me either.
Yeah, right after that. And then we're like, we dipped. And they're like, John, get in the fucking car. Let's go. I was like, all
right. Yeah, yeah, we left. We were with Richie and we left right after that. Yeah. I think Richie drove that night, actually.
Then, oh, that's when he had the Integra.
Yeah.
Does he still
have that
car?
He used to let me in his car, though. So, just saying.
That's nice. Yeah. That's a good friend.
That is a good friend. I saw him the other day, actually. Yeah. Saw Richie the other day. I
haven't seen him.
Hey, Tom, where were you? Oh, yeah. Jumps. I text you. You missed it. Wait, wait.
Oh,
no,
yeah.
Right.
Dinner? Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Okay.
I try not to go places with her because she's crazy.
Have you seen my children?
Not even what?
Have you met my children?
She's following Asher.
Hey, get away from the water.
Yeah, that freaks me out more than anything, I think.
Sorry,
I
wish my idea to bring all your kids to a pool.
No, you're good.
Yeah, but
I'm happy to be here. Dude. I'm happy to be here. My kid's in the fire right now.
I wish Tom would have fell in the pool when he was a kid.
Why?
I don't know, just
then drowned?
Yeah,
it would have that would have been so lonely in seventh grade. I wouldn't have had my friend across the street. Oh, that would have been terrible. Just mess with them. Now, the continuity in this portion might seem odd to you, and it might seem out of place, but I assure you it was for good reason. There are some things said here that should never be aired. Anywhere. Ever.
Because you got in trouble with the
50 seconds
people?
Of things I've got to cut out.
Okay, can we stop talking about me? Can we talk about someone else?
It's done. So, Ton.
Ton. Let's talk about Ton's bitch ass.
Yeah.
Ton. Hold on. Can we bring Clarissa here on the mic? I want to bring something up real quick, Clarissa. Clarissa, remember that time when? Remember when we used to live at that place downtown? I remember time. There's a time when we got so fucked up. Mm-hmm. Me, Corey, Clarissa. I can't remember who else.
Just was the three was, year
dude. And we decided to ride. Was your birthday?
I'm sure that's what you're talking about.
I don't know, but we decided to take bicycles downtown. But Carissa got so fucked up. She was riding a bicycle and there was a tree. And she didn't decide to duck. She just kept riding.
No, I can tell this differently.
From what I remember, she just kept pedaling.
Watch your brother.
Sees the branch. I was like, I'm going to pedal anyways. I'm not going to duck or move out of the way. And boom, she just got clotheslined by the fucking tree. And the bike is still rolling.
No.
Wait. But I think
John pushed me into the tree. We were riding side by side. And he veered me into the branch is what I remember.
But I'm pretty sure,
you know,
John.
I can actually believe that.
I'm pretty sure this is the same time. Like, when you hit the tree, I was fucking in the back just watching you, idiots.
Caboose.
And then John ran into a fucking cop car that was like after that.
Dude.
It was parked car. Fucking parked cop
car. No, that motherfucker was riding. He ran the stop sign. No, fuck that. That was a cop's fault, not my fault. But I didn't guess.
How the fuck do you idiots just run into a cop car in a tree?
I thought that guy was going to give me a ticket.
You should have got one.
I thought he was going to give me a ticket. Because you can get a ticket for that, can't you?
Yeah.
Well, I mean
lucky.
Yeah, you get a DUI for fucking riding a bicycle.
You can.
Mm-hmm. Well, he probably felt, he felt bad for me.
Booey.
That was funny.
That was a fun
time.
Oh, man.
That tree came out of nowhere.
It was. It just jumped right out. No, I vividly remember it because I knew it was coming.
Well, hold on.
And I remember John...
pushing your ass.
Mm-hmm.
Kicking.
No, but did Corey hurt himself that night too? Is he who was it that flipped over their bicycle?
Oh, that was Rocco.
He hit his front brakes.
And my whole, to this day, my bike's not the same. He flipped over.
Yeah, he hit the front brakes and flipped over, right?
Oh, shit.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, we had a lot of fucking people. That was a good truck.
Oh,
he's fine. He just doesn't want to.
Oh, Damon?
Probably. He just wants to chill.
Should we give him some water?
Is he hurt?
See? Oh, he's fine.
Oh, he might have just pooped, though.
Did he poop?
Yeah.
He gets shy when he does that, doesn't he?
Yeah.
Is he still the same when he poops? Corey gets shy when he poops, too.
So do I.
Yeah. Sorry, Damon's my dog.
Dogs are like their owners. Corey always gets shy when he poops.
I used to like to go to that downstairs bathroom to poop.
You shit at every person's house that you go to, like on purpose. I remember when we first had our place, the first thing you did was go straight into the bathroom and take a shit. And then it was our bathroom was in the kitchen. You left the door open. And I was like, what the fuck? And Robin's like, was that John? He's like, uh-huh. It was John. That's what he does. It's like his fucking calling card.
Did not change at all.
What?
Does he still do that?
No.
Poops at everybody's house?
I mean, I get the logic behind it. But like, you're just trying to get comfortable, you know?
Hey, John, poop the door open.
Yeah.
Yes, he will.
Yeah. Fuck.
And I'm like,
what'd you say? What was it?
He does do that shit.
No, he will poop with the door open. It's so fucking disgusting. I hate it.
John used to call, when we lived together, he used to call me into his fucking room.
Yeah, he's yeah, since September.
He's like, Corey!
Come here!
Corey! I'm like, what? I'm like, nothing. I'm like, what the fuck?
I like how that put you want people away to stop talking about you, but you make it so easy.
Dude, yeah, but you motherfuckers bring that shit up. Like,
it's not bringing it up. You just fucking, it's just you.
Anyways. Everyone fucking poops, right?
No, they do.
Yeah, everyone poops. I got no shame.
I can
who
vouch
cares
for that.
Everyone poops, but no one does it with the door open.
Yeah, no.
Well, that just means that like, I don't trust you guys.
He doesn't want to smell his own shit. He just wants to get out.
Hey, John.
Maybe.
What?
When you just lived at my house for a week and never left?
Oh, dude. When I stayed at Ton's house.
Oh, where my gosh. At? Which house?
When Ton.
Oh, really?
I never left, dude. Like, Lily did not go home.
I can't even imagine that because Ton would tell you to leave every day.
I did, and he just stayed on the couch.
Well, because he introduced me to that fucking stupid game.
Yeah.
I don't. What,
what
was
game?
That?
Harvest Moon?
Yeah, Harvest Moon.
Oh, Harvest Moon's a pretty good
and I got hooked, and I didn't want to leave his couch, and I just stayed at his place.
I never got that hooked, though. But it's cool.
Played every fucking day, because I wanted to beat Ton, too. I was trying to.
Wow.
But you couldn't play that at your own?
No, because I didn't have the game.
Ton, like, when we were younger, I always wanted to, like, hang out and stay over, and he would never let me.
He's probably nervous.
Why the fuck? Go home. We live across the street.
Yeah, I didn't want to stay over, and I'm like, dude, why don't you just walk across the street, bro?
But really, I didn't want to go home late and wake my family up,
because
that would be super mad. And Tom's parents just, like, ignored us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You guys had, like, a little weird Romeo and Juliet relationship, I feel like.
Me and Tom?
Yeah.
A little bit.
We're like, no, we can't let anybody know we have this kind of relationship.
Tom was Romeo, because he was really mean and forceful with me.
Oh.
I was definitely the Juliet. Right, Ton?
I always knew he was a bottom.
Yeah.
That's not
right. Am I a bottom, do you think? Yeah.
Yes.
I just don't like to move. I just like to lay there.
Just take me out of it.
The less.
Do your thing.
The less I have to do, the happier I am. Just get it over with and.
Just
I mean,
do what you want.
That's why I have three kids.
She's gonna have like these babies.
Just too lazy to pull out. I'm just gonna leave it in here.
All right, you too.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's cold.
Tons of,
yeah.
Hey, give her my coat.
You did come back. Give credit for that.
Oh, yeah, because I fucking yelled at him. I called him. I was like, you better come through.
Dang, look at him. He actually has a stomach. She sits right on that thing. That's nice.
Bye, Libby.
Bye.
Love you.
Kisses. Your kisses.
Nah. Love you. You good? All right, now that Ton's leaving, let's talk shit about Ton.
Yeah.
Oh, it's so much better when Ton's here, though. Like,
I don't
talking shit to his face.
Whatever way to talk shit about you.
It's too easy.
It's really hard to move away from that.
There you go.
It really is.
So, now that you guys are all talking shit, you can't get mad when I talk shit to you. Or mean to
it's
you.
It's true.
All right, guys, I gotta go.
Oh, okay.
I'm out.
See you guys later. Never coming back.
No, we're still gonna talk shit when you leave.
Yeah.
You wonder why I moved to San Diego?
Yeah, well, that's why I moved to North Carolina, too.
Yeah.
Nah, it's good to have everyone back, though.
It does feel good.
For a little while, at least. Until we don't see each other for, like, another 5 years, probably.
Probably. I mean, think about it.
Yeah.
It's gonna be
a girl with him.
That was sad.
And then we do this shit
I don't know
again.
What to I don't know what to say about that.
And then you guys bring up old stories all over again.
We'll have to, because we gotta let her know.
This is like to help you make a good decision.
I'll leave a note somewhere in his room, and so she's like.
I mean, this is more for us, though. We're, you know, trying to
Dude, she used to leave shit in my room on purpose.
Her?
Because she thought I would bring other girls.
No, okay.
Because
no,
let me finish. Let me finish. Because she thought I would bring other girls to the house. So she would like leave eyelashes in certain places. She would leave she would leave lotion in a certain spot. And I'm like, you know what? I already know this is a test. I've been through this so many. I mean,
John opens the lotion and uses it.
Come on, man! Like, trying to set me up.
Yeah.
Puts the eyelashes on.
Yeah, that too. I try them all.
The eyelashes are there.
The eyelashes look good on you, John.
Yeah. Thanks. I'll put them on next time.
Yeah, it's big eyes. Brings them out.
Oh, you motherfucker!
It was one time where I accidentally left something there.
Was it accidentally on purpose?
No.
For a month?
It was for a month. No.
And it was always different eyelashes.
She said you guys live 30 miles away. That's a long drive.
No, not 30 miles.
Yes. If you MapQuest it from my house to your house.
Who uses MapQuest?
For real. Who the fuck does use MapQuest?
Right, if you use Waze from my house to his house, it's like 30 plus miles away.
Oh, see? So she just couldn't come back because it's far. She had to like have
it. Apparently, I left them there for a month. But.
Well. So, how did Corey and Kristen? How did you guys meet, Corey?
Yeah, actually,
I don't know how you met.
Yeah,
this is some more.
Were you like how I thought? I was like, oh, it's a black guy.
So
I want to date a black guy.
Actually, it was Halloween. She did have an Asian accent because she was
it was
Halloween and she was dressed up as an Asian belly dancer or Asia.
Was that when she was no?
And then I was a Taliban. And I had a bomb strapped to my chest, and I was like, hey, white bitch, if you don't fuck
it. Wait.
Oh, God. I'm blowing his whole house up.
I remember that. That was Halloween?
That was Halloween.
Dude, that was an age.
That's when you guys first started dating?
Yeah, that's when we first met.
Dude,
Halloween.
I remember that.
No, you were. You weren't there.
It was
at my
Greeley.
House in Greeley.
Really?
Did you come up to Greeley? You might have been up there.
I went to
there
Greeley
was a
once.
Different Halloween. There's been lots of Halloweens, but.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's how we met. And then her friend was like, "You have a you should talk to my girl." I was like, "Yeah," and I thought it was actually a different girl. And then I started talking to her.
Oh, wow!
And then I got on MySpace.
He's like, I was hoping for
nice
got on MySpace.
In MySpace.
And I started stalking her. I was like, "Oh, she looks good too. I should talk to her a little bit."
A little bit.
Talked to both of them just in case.
No, I didn't. I didn't know who the other girl was. I stopped right then and there.
Good. That's
cute.
A good story.
It was. And then I looked on MySpace and she had like engagement photos and shit on there.
Okay, I was in a long-term relationship.
I was like really confused. I was like,
Forgot to take professional photos. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Like, should I stop? No. Should I keep doing this or what's going on? She's like,
Corey's a homewrecker.
No, she's like,
they
she's
were
always a homewrecker.
Professional photos that looked like.
It was like winter time. No,
Corey
Christmas.
Is
I was
a
like, where are you at? Like, I'm back home. I was like, you're back home getting married? I don't know what this is.
I want everyone in the world to know Corey is a homewrecker.
I did homewreck that shit.
Corey's a homewrecker.
Yeah.
That's all right.
Yeah. And then that's that.
It
we started
out,
on a racist relationship. That is a fucking
crazy. He likes chicken and he's a homewrecker.
Do you remember that costume you had with your butt hanging out?
Oh, fuck.
I don't remember that.
The chapless.
What do
you call that? Assless chaps. And I bought the fake ass. And everyone's like, dude, your ass is so fucking white. I'm like, dude, it's fake. It was the fake ass that I bought. Remember that?
That was at our house downtown party, right?
Yeah.
The same one when you had a robe and your fake wiener.
Yeah. We went downtown.
You were old,
this is going to sound real racist.
The Fox and
you guys
Hound.
Came down to is when we were
was
in.
Was it the Fox and Hound?
That's right.
We went to
that's
Fox
right.
and Hound.
Fox and Hound, yeah.
Or somewhere, yeah.
Yeah, I remember
you
that costume.
And everyone was like,
"No, everyone was." I feel like you guys came to our house when we were.
We definitely
downtown.
Came down there, but I think it was Fox.
Maybe
and
you
Hound
wore it twice.
You might have
probably wore it twice.
And this is gonna sound real racist, but your ass is actually yellow. I've seen it. It is.
I didn't want to know how you've seen my ass.
Because you pulled your pants down in the middle of the street before at like a party.
To just go piss?
I don't know what you were doing.
Probably one of those guys that put the fucking pants down the ankles to pee.
No, definitely not that guy. That's like, dude, that's like when you're in a stall and you see the guys that put their pants all the way down to their ankles.
I've never seen that.
Dude, you've never seen that?
Do people do that?
Fuck yeah.
Why the fuck would you
do
that?
I've seen an adult do that at a urinal, too.
Seriously?
Put his pants all the way down
that's
his ankles.
Weird.
Stay
you
away from John because he pisses on your feet when you're at a urinal, too.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Have you tried to piss on your feet, Jason? What?
I did that on my little cousin.
Oh, I hate those.
Okay. No, he does it on fucking purpose.
No. What? No. My little cousin?
You did it, motherfucker. No, I was there sitting there by the fucking at the
that's
stall.
That's fucking gross.
And he starts peeing. I'm like, what are you doing? He's just like, what the fuck?
Well, come on. It's like bro code. You don't fucking pick the urinal next to me.
I wasn't picking the urinal. I think I'm pretty sure I picked it and you came up. And started pissing on the fucking floor right next to me.
I didn't know that was bro code at all.
It's not bro code. I was like, what the
fuck? Dude, there's multiple urinals. You don't pick the one that's next to me when there's other ones that are open.
Well, I mean, I guess.
Ask any guy that when you go into the bathroom.
I guess I would use the next one.
If there's multiple urinals,
okay,
and there's a guy taking a piss, would you choose the one that's next to him or would you go to, like, make sure there's a gap?
The one next to me.
In case you wanted to chat.
Yeah, I just wanted to be like, I like
to
fuck.
That's another thing I hate. Don't fucking talk to me when I'm holding my dick and peeing.
I like to rub his back and talk to him.
Yeah,
sure
yeah.
Good.
You doing okay?
Yeah,
how are your kidneys, buddy?
Of course, like, it's okay. Are you disappointed?
You good?
Don't be mad.
Yeah. It happens. Just breathe. It'll get bigger.
Fuck you.
You know, he just wants to check on you.
Shit, I gotta go myself.
Yeah, we better cut this off here pretty soon.
Oh, man. Well,
edit some shit out. You guys keep going.
I'd have to say, if we're gonna end this, it's... It does fucking feel good to see everyone together again.
Yeah, I can't wait to go home. Fuck you guys.
Yeah, I don't like you guys either. Never mind. Cut this part out.
I'm really glad we came out. I honestly didn't want to. I was gonna fucking stay home last minute.
You came.
Yeah, I was gonna stay home last minute.
Why?
Like not come to Denver at all.
Nah, that would suck. I'm like, what the
fuck?
That
would've been stupid.
I gotta get down there though to see you, man.
Yeah.
It's hard to get to the East Coast, man.
It is.
No, it's not.
Well, okay, fine. It's not. I was trying to make excuses for my friends, but
it's
you're
expensive.
Right. Fuck them.
No, it's not.
It's not hard.
Shit, it is.
Tickets?
Yeah.
Actually, my mom flies out for like $40.
Yeah. No, sorry, Frontier, but I will never fly Frontier again.
Okay,
Frontier chairs are the most uncomfortable
Frontier, just in case I get sponsored someday.
Hold on.
Frontier, thank you for cheap tickets.
It's uncomfortable for us for like 3 hours to come see us. Thanks.
All right, no, it's $30 for the ticket. Way, then you got $30 for the seatbelt. Yeah. Then you got $30 for the fucking seat cushion.
Dude.
And then, you got to get on naked because you got to put fucking $50 for the goddamn t-shirt that you have.
No, what you do is you wear all your clothes.
Exactly.
Dude, I hate flying.
Where
that
is
your parents? Your parents don't work for Frontier anymore, do they?
No, my dad works for United.
I thought your
didn't
parents
your mom
used to
work
work
there
at
for once? Like
yeah,
for a
she
little
retired
bit?
With Frontier. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, then
she gets tickets for cheap, but I still don't. I don't
utilize
it. Dude, I can't stand flying that airline.
Yeah.
The
chairs are uncomfortable. They don't recline. The armrests are so fucking small.
3 hours, bro. Just
this
saying.
Episode is brought to you by Frontier.
I mean, I don't care. Dude, even
fly cheap and uncomfortable.
And uncomfortable.
I can get the tickets for like, they're cheap, but I still choose not to just because. To
now,
me, I'd rather pay the big bucks.
Now
it's worth
I know
it.
You can get the tickets for cheap, so.
So what's in the future before we sign off here?
Yeah,
what's coming up for you in life, John?
I don't want to talk about me. Let's talk about someone else.
I only got 5 minutes.
I think he's going to ask everyone that, so you have to answer.
It's true. He just started with you, so make it good.
You're just on, I'm just
set
going
the bar high.
I mean, I'm tired of working for someone. I want to be my own boss.
Right.
So I think, I want to be able to do stuff like this. I don't think any of you guys, I don't know if I told any of you guys, I'm actually part-time now.
No, I didn't know that.
Yep.
Good for you.
I kind of just kept it part-time.
Good for you, just
because, if I wasn't part-time, I wouldn't be here right now.
Yeah.
I actually want to have my time and do stuff when I want to do it.
Yeah. Perfect. You have plenty of time.
Oh, that's a good point.
Yeah.
That is true.
I got to make a plan. I'm just going to show up and,
We don't do shit. You can stop by whenever you want.
Yeah. So be your own boss.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm just, man, I haven't heard from you.
But that's the thing
is
everyone talks about doing it. It is.
It's really hard to do.
It's hard to do, but I've finally decided I've made
really
the jump.
It's really hard to do.
So I'm pretty stoked.
We've started and quit lots of times.
Yeah. Which
really
is, you
hard.
Know what's weird though? Like, you would think, I used to be worried, but now I'm not really worried.
Yeah.
Now that I did it.
Do you like your 30s?
Oh, man. That's hard to say.
I mean, I don't know.
You're the oldest one in this group, I think, right?
Oh, Carissa or?
No, Chris is the youngest.
Okay.
I don't know. Well, pretty sure.
Oh, are you 87? Oh, you. Robin
I thought
is,
Andrew. Oh,
Robin's
no, Andrew's 88.
Yeah, Andrew's
acting. Yeah, I'm 86.
Yeah. Fuck, I am.
I love my 30s, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah. I fucking hated my 20s. I think. All I did was get fucked up.
Yeah.
Well, I. That's
you
not
can't
true.
Say you hate that.
That's not true. I had kids in my 20s, so I stopped that shit like, you know, yeah, really since early.
Dude, I remember when you first had Asher.
Yeah, and then I started again later, alone. And then I stopped. But no, I like my 30s a lot, yeah, actually.
I'm sure Ton likes his 30s. He doesn't even really work.
No. Well, I don't know.
Listen in the basement.
I hate saying that because we're photographers too, so it's, yeah. So I'm going to stay away from that.
I still talk shit to Ton. He doesn't have a real job.
Doesn't have a job, just takes pictures and shit.
Fuck you, Ton.
Pictures of naked women. That's Ton's
job. Fuck you, Ton.
Oh,
what? Takes pictures of naked women?
That's Ton's job, yeah.
Does he have an editor or do he need anything?
Well, I think he's been taking pictures of half-naked men too, but
sure
he doesn't post it.
Fuck.
Yeah. Pretty sure Ton likes the editing part.
No, he does videos and photos of men too, but he doesn't post on public.
That's his own private stash.
He leaves on his phone.
That's probably smart though, because women sell and men don't sell as well.
But he keeps it for himself.
He
keeps it for himself.
If you got to keep it for yourself,
yeah,
I'm not going
to
judge.
Takes only 30 seconds to edit.
They wear that elephant thong.
Yeah, the elephant.
That's actually mine. I lent it to Ton.
Oh, yeah, that makes sense.
Oh, that's the free swag he gave him for his photos?
Well, it was the one time I spent the night.
Oh.
Yeah. It's a good time.
All right, so now we know what Ton's doing. What's Jason up to?
Well, Jason, what are you up to in life?
Nothing.
Now, coming up.
Nothing.
Nothing.
Nothing. Taking it as it comes.
I like that philosophy, always, actually.
Just like a porn star.
Yeah.
Yep. C-U-M. C-U-M come.
All right.
Oh, my God.
Let's choreo it.
As it comes.
I'm taking it as it comes, too. Let it drizzle all down my body.
On the back.
You had kind of a Bill Cosby vibe there for a second.
Well, I take it as it comes, and then I do the things I do, and then the...
And now I'm in jail.
That's why you're going to school to be a lawyer. Yeah. So that way you get yourself out.
That's a good idea.
You know, I don't know what he is.
That's genius.
What am I doing? I'm just trying to be like everybody else. And, you know, continue to have fun, find family, and be good people, I guess, you know, and... You know, looking for what's coming up next. You know, watching babies cry and say, yeah, I still want to pull out. But I don't.
But I
just
don't.
Put goalies in there.
You still using that sponge?
I still use the fucking 1960s sponge, exactly.
The sponge contraceptive.
The sponge is good. It's good for washing dishes. God. And apparently wet work there too. I guess that's how they do it. The magic. There's a child at the table, but I don't know if he knows about fucking waterworks and super soakers in the adult films with his buddies.
Asher's like, what's going on?
He'll find out in about 2 years.
Yeah. Two years? Really? That's a little too soon. More like five.
Yeah, probably
at minimum.
They start early.
Dude, nowadays.
Yeah.
At our house, we don't start ever.
And what's Andrew getting into?
Nothing.
Popping babies.
Nope. No more babies. We're done at three.
A little bit of anal pluggage from Robin over there, who says...
That's why we swapped it. Yeah. That's why I'm the one that's the bottom now.
Bring that KY jelly you found out in the couch still back in 1998.
She's like, what?
Corey, when are we going
to... Have you ever seen the letters KY at your house?
No. Oh, yeah. You know what? You know, this is a good time to bring it up. Let's bring up the time when I walked into Andrew and Robin's house, sat down on the couch, and I found a bottle of some KY jelly.
No, you already brought that up. You're drunk.
Oh, we'll bring it up again.
You brought it up a long time ago, actually.
Did I?
Did I get the beginning?
Yeah. Asher, this KY jelly you do not put on bread.
What the fuck?
There may be some yeast every once in a while. But
no. Okay.
What the fuck?
God. Oh, no.
Write that down. Edit that in.
No, leave that shit in. Leave that shit in.
I will save that. Just in case I decide to use that later. Maybe that'll be the beginning of the episode.
All right. Call it quits.
We never call it quits. Just to be continued.
My deck is big. All right, cut.
Wait, I don't keep thinking that. Yeah, exactly. What? What? We already said it was nice, John. Just leave it at that.
It's nice, John.
Oh, that's nice. With a clap.
John,
Oh yeah, sorry.
John has a nice dick.
Two claps.
John Sanchez has a nice peepee.
Oh my gosh, that is nice, John.
I'm not ashamed.
That is nice. It's so smooth. That's natural.
You whip it out, and then we'll use that as
the photo,
the social media photo.
I'm not ashamed.
When friends become friends.
All right, Robin, get the photo for social media.
You can't be ashamed. You're 30. Three now, so it's, you know, if it's your shame, then fuck. What else do you have left for? I gotta go to work. Jump in the hot pool before you take that picture and make it look better.
Fuck you.
All right, bye.
And that concludes another episode of Far Betterment. Thank you to all my listeners. Thank you to all my subscribers. And thank you to everybody who's rated the podcast so far. If you haven't subscribed, you can find us on Spotify, Stitcher, Google Play, Apple, anywhere that you listen to podcasts, including where you're listening to podcasts right now. And please, please don't forget to give us a 5-star rating. It helps us tremendously. I can't tell you how much it helps us. If you want to give us anything less than 5 stars, please don't. There's really no reason.